این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on condition of leadership. The person who governs should have a wide knowledge of law as it is referred to in traditions. The tradition that the Islamic jurists rule over the kings, al-fuqaha hukam al-salatin, is undisputed. If kings really follow the Islam, they should follow the Islamic jurist and ask their opinion. In this very, the jurists themselves will be the real rulers, and therefore the power should officially be given to them and not to those who are complete to follow jurists as they do not know the law.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the mosque. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that trying to restore our mosques to the conditions that they had during the early days of Islam. Take note that there is no retreat or isolation in Islam. Now, in this part of his speech, he's obviously pointing out a very important point that we need to go back to the early time of Islam, the condition of the mosques. Now, what does it mean? Generally, when we hear such things from the scholars, or maybe when scholars are saying like we need to go back towards the early time of Islam, a major concept that appears in the minds of the people is that to go back to that time and have the same appearance. For example, if the mosques did not have the roof, so today the mosque should not have the roof. If mosques were not carpeted, we should not have a carpeted mosque. This is not what they mean, basically. The soul of the mosque, the spirit of the mosque, that's what they mean. They mean that the spirit that we had, the energy that we had at that time, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the mosque of Medina, we need the same spirit.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
When they say that we need to go back, we need to restore our mosques to the conditions they had during the early days of Islam at the time of the Prophet, it means that we need the same spirit, we need the same energy in the people when they were going to the mosque. So it's all about the energy, it's about the spirit, it's about the spirituality which was at that time. It was about the belief that people had. It's about the confidence that people had. And it's all about how people used to follow the Prophet at that time, the same way we need to follow the Prophet. So the mosque is the center of the Muslims. It's the center of gathering. Obviously, at that time, if someone was getting married, maybe they were going to the mosque for the nikah, for reciting the contract of the nikah, or the nikah, the marriage contract. But now, if we go to the mosque, we don't do that. Generally, we go to the marriage hall or the other places we celebrate our marriages. But if now we can go to the mosque and have the marriage there, it's the best thing because it will be the simple and the best marriage, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.